The American Legion presents the Honorable Edward Martin, former governor and now United States Senator from Pennsylvania, in a special address on universal military training. Senator Martin.
My fellow Americans, I am deeply grateful to the American Legion for this opportunity to discuss the vital issues of universal military training. The defense of America, the maintenance of peace, and the preservation of the American way of life are the most pressing problems confronting our nation today. We are not a warlike people. We're dedicated to the ways of peace and friendship. The United States has no ambition for conquest. We do not seek to impose our will upon the people of other nations. America's historic mission is to be an influence for peace and goodwill among the nations of the earth. I believe that the most powerful agency for peace and security is a program of national defense so strong that it will discourage war. That does not mean that we should depend upon military strength alone in planning our national defense. A free republic, such as ours, cannot place its reliance upon a large professional army. We must build permanent security upon patriotic love of country and undivided allegiance to the ideals of Americanism. We must establish a solid foundation of unity among all our people and devotion to the principles of liberty with equal justice, equal rights, and equal responsibility. Nothing is more important to our national well-being than complete recognition by every citizen of his individual obligation to our country. All must share in safeguarding the rights and privileges that we enjoy through the courage and sacrifice of American heroes in every generation. Security will not grow out of weakness. If America is to be an effective factor for peace and goodwill in the world, we must be strong. The way to be strong is to have the United States financially sound and its people prepared, physically and spiritually, to meet any crisis. It is not surprising that the most ardent supporters of military training are those who know the horrors of war. That is why the American Legion has taken leadership in the present campaign for universal military training. Its members know from personal experience the tragic cost of unpreparedness in blood and suffering. They have seen brave comrades fall in battle who might be alive today if they had been better trained in self-preservation under fire. In advocating universal military training, the American Legion is following the advice of George Washington. The father of our country recommended a system of training that would prepare every young man to serve his country in time of emergency. The plan of defense evolved by Washington and his generals embraced the fundamental proposition that the wars of a republic must be fought by the people, that its citizens must be prepared to defend their freedom. This is just as true today as it was in Washington's time. We have paid dearly in every war for our failure to heed Washington's advice. Vastly increased expense and heavy losses have always resulted from the tendency to postpone preparation until the actual outbreak of hostilities. Universal military training is needed to implement the American plan of defense. It is needed to inculcate into the hearts and minds of our young men a deeper appreciation of America. It is needed to inspire a better realization of individual responsibility to support and strengthen the American system of government. It will build up resistance to the vicious, un-American philosophy which has wormed its way into our midst, seeking to tear down all that we hold sacred. You may be sure that resolutions and good intentions will not be an adequate defense against those who conspire to destroy America. I repeat, we must have material, physical, and spiritual preparation. Training of our young men to meet this attack goes hand in hand with preparation for security against military aggression. If I could reach every father and mother in America, I should try to clear up some of the misconceptions about the real purposes of universal military training. First of all, I would point out that the plan of training is not preparation for war. It is essential to the maintenance of peace. It is important to bear in mind that the boy undergoing training will not be in any branch of the armed forces. His training will not be controlled by the Army, the Navy, or the Air Corps. It will be under the supervision of the National Security Board, appointed by the President. The plan includes elements that will contribute physical, educational, and spiritual advancement under civilian administration and control. Through scholarships provided for those who qualify, it will direct talented young men into the study of science, technology, crafts, and skills. Eminent educational authorities have stated that the entire program can be fitted into the life of every physically qualified young man without undue interference with his education or vocational progress. It has been asserted that the plan will make us a militaristic nation. My own career as a soldier and my close personal association with thousands of veterans convinces me that the veterans would be the first to oppose the development of a military caste in our country. We all hope and pray that the time may soon be here when the world will be ruled by peace and brotherhood. All of us know there would be no conflict among nations if all men followed the golden rule and the eternal truths of the Holy Bible. When that happy day dawns, there will be no need for preparedness or military training. We would have no use for armies or navies or bombing planes. The newly discovered secrets of atomic energy would be directed along the paths of peace. Science would no longer concern itself with destruction. The great men of research would be free to harness the vast new sources of power to serve civilization. Human progress would make giant strides. But we must admit regretfully that that day has not yet arrived. We must face the tragic truth that there are forces in the world that seek to destroy freedom and human rights. Behind the Iron Curtain of Soviet Russia, there is the most vigorous preparation for world conquest. The communists have 10 million men under arms today. They have the most intense program of military training the world has ever known. They are planning, plotting, and preparing, all for one objective, to enslave the whole world under the dictatorship of communistic tyranny. We're approaching a crisis in which weakness would be fatal. There can be no more convincing argument for the proper training of our youth. The risks are too great. Freedom is too precious to leave the future of our country to chance. America must prepare. Universal military training is the best course to follow for a better America and a stronger America. I realize that there's some among us, loyal Americans, devoted to our country's cause, who oppose universal military training. The plan has been criticized by some fathers and mothers, well-meaning but uninformed. It has been opposed by certain groups having deep and sincere religious convictions against all forms of military activity. I respect all of those people whose opposition comes from the heart. But I warn against the objections that are being offered for selfish political reasons, and more emphatically against the subversive elements who would deliberately weaken our country for their own sinister purposes. I refer to the communists and their fellow travelers. Every one of them opposes military training for the American youth. They call it warmongering, but you never hear a word of complaint from them about compulsory military training in Russia. Universal military training is American in origin, principle, and character. It calls for equal service with equal opportunity. It distributes equal responsibility for our nation's defense among all classes and creeds, the rich and the poor. In the event of war, our young men will not be called upon to fight without adequate training. They will have the advantage of a peacetime school that will give them a clear conception of what America stands for. It will develop a deeper understanding of the duties and obligations of citizenship. In case of an emergency, which could come like lightning in these uncertain times, universal military training would give us a citizens' army ready for immediate action. We would have a great reservoir of trained officers and men in the regular army, the National Guard, and the organized reserve. The American people owe a debt of gratitude to the Legion for its patriotic crusade, covering almost a quarter of a century for a strong America. World conditions today would bring to every citizen a clear realization that a balanced program of military security can be assured only by universal training. Such a program will be enacted only if the great body of our citizenship asserts itself. Out of my experience in four wars in which I wore the Army uniform, I believe with all my heart in adequate military training for every young man. With all the sincerity at my command, I call upon every American to support the American Legion in this campaign. It will give America the best insurance policy for peace, a defensive force so strong that no aggressor nation will dare attack our security, our homes, or our God-given right to live in freedom. Peace is the great hope of the world. Every American can manifest his desire for an enduring peace by helping to keep America free, by making it strong. Thank you very much.
You have just heard a special address by Senator Edward Martin of Pennsylvania on the subject of universal military training. This program has been a special presentation of the American Legion.